The CBS affiliate in Chicago today reports the city government is expected to expand use of private security patrols and grant the guards extra powers comparable to city police. As the security firms are contracted by the city government, this isn't actual privatization. The security firms are paid with public money, not private funds provided by willing customers, who would have an incentive to use their own funds wisely. Privatization, rightly understood, is a process of taking something out of government control entirely. These sorts of public-private partnerships, such as we see in Chicago, are better understood as instances of fascism, which literally means the merger of corporate and government power. To take control of security patrols in the streets away from government, we have to spread an understanding that the streets are not rightfully owned by government, because everything our government has, it got by stealing. The rightful owners of streets are those who own property adjoining the streets. When that point is understood widely enough, private member associations will naturally arise to manage street maintenance and street security without the bullying and incentive issues government creates. That would be real privatization, and if acted on in all matters, it would be the end of government. This is Brad Spangler of the Center for a Stateless Society. Visit us on the web at c4ss.org.